This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, there is a determined attempt. There's actually going to be a big march in Washington and a march on state capitals in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and in Atlanta, Georgia, and in Madison, Wisconsin, and Lansing, Michigan, where these are the key swing states. Marches in all those places by protesters demanding that President Trump be reinstalled as president. That is happening tomorrow under the auspices of the Jericho March banner. And a number of prominent individuals are speaking there, most prominent of all being General Mike Flynn. I believe it's going to be his first public address since he was pardoned by President Trump. But General Flynn is going to be speaking, and others. With all of that going on, what do you do to bring the country back together? President Trump has an idea. He tweeted out earlier today, now that the Biden administration will be a scandal-plagued mess for years to come, it is much easier for the Supreme Court of the United States to follow the Constitution and to do what everybody knows has to be done. They must show great courage and wisdom, save the USA. And then three exclamation points. I think he's kind of hinting that the Supreme Court should do what everybody knows has to be done, which is to say that Trump deserves a second term. There's a very pro-Trump column by somebody who hasn't always been pro-Trump, but talks about the one big thing that Trump got right that Biden cannot afford to screw up. We'll be speaking to Joel Kotkin, and then we'll be speaking to Peter Robinson a little bit later this hour from the Hoover Institution about what should a Trump concession speech look like? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The Sarah Palin has not been seen much recently, except she was on, what is that, the Unknown Singer, dressed as a bear, singing the most famous work. I'm not sure I can even say its title, by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Sarah Palin was there. She was in that show. She also has taken some time to campaign for David Perdue, the senator from Georgia, and for Kelly Loeffler, the other senator from Georgia, who are both absolutely crucial for determining the control of the U.S. Senate. If they both lose, the Democrats get control of the Senate and the House and the White House. And honestly, I believe that many of the people around President-elect Biden, and maybe even the president-elect himself, would prefer that the entire government not be dominated by the left, because he would be pushed into areas of discomfort. At least that's a theory. He is going to be going down, I believe, or virtually campaigning for Ossoff and Warnock, the Democratic candidates, at some point, but that's expected. Sarah Palin, in her campaign for Perdue and Loeffler, giving them credit for something they did that was very worthwhile, but then making another explosive charge. Here is the former nominee for vice president. Listen.
Kelly and David both did the right thing in supporting Amy Coney Barrett. We're very thankful. There was no waffling on their part, unlike Senator from Alaska. I'm embarrassed about that. Kelly, in fact, Kelly was the first one to publicly call for confirmation before the election. Why, gal? Before the election, the rigged election, and I know that's for a whole other bus stop, but for a rigged election, she had great foresight.
Okay. Question, when someone like Sarah Palin campaigning for these two Republican candidates comes out and insists it was a rigged election, that's the same election. The same election that actually got both Perdue and Loeffler beyond the primary, because it was a primary election for them. And does that mean it was rigged for Senate votes? Does it mean that other senators or congressmen who thought they were elected didn't get elected? This is a very real problem. And to say that the election was rigged, how? And how could it have been rigged in states where the Secretary of State and the governor and the legislature and all of the election commission, where it's all Republicans, for goodness sake? Because there are a bunch of states like that, including some of the states that Biden ended up carrying that helped give him his victory. There's an editorial today in the Wall Street Journal. And the Journal, of course, continues to be very pro-Trump. I know they have a gracious and generous view of his presidency and his contributions to the country, including the peace deal on the first day of Hanukkah between Morocco and Israel, which is another big step forward. And by the way, it is heartening that Vice President Biden, president-elect, has indicated he wants to continue momentum in that direction. But what is not heartening is what I think the Wall Street Journal, even from its very pro-Trump perspective, recognizes about this Texas lawsuit. They write on the editorial page, in Texas versus Pennsylvania, the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, joined by seven other states and President Trump, claims that four states have harmed Texas by violating their election laws in ways that poisoned the results. He wants the court to take the case directly in original jurisdiction and order the legislatures in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia to overturn election certifications for Joe Biden. The first issue is whether Texas has the legal standing to sue. To have standing under the law, a plaintiff must come to a specific must point to a specific injury, and there must be some possibility of a remedy. In this case, what is the injury? No one is interfering or has interfered with Texas's authority to deliver its Electoral College votes. Mr. Paxton argues that the four states have harmed his state and violated the Electors Clause of the Constitution by holding elections with major procedural irregularities. He's saying Texas can be harmed by the way another state manages its elections. But if Texans can sue on these grounds, then some unhappy other state will sue another state after every close election whose outcome it doesn't like. Then there's the problem of remedy. Mr. Paxton wants the court to intervene and order the four state legislatures to deny Mr. Biden the electoral votes. He claims, with some justification, that the Constitution gives state legislatures the power to choose electors, but that is what they have long done already in certifying their votes. Now he wants the court to tell the state legislatures to nullify those earlier certifications and then, presumably, either to hand their electoral votes to Donald Trump or deny them to either candidate. If the states do deny them to either candidate, the election would be decided by the U.S. House of Representatives. Mr. Paxton wants the court to do this even as the Electoral College is scheduled to meet Monday to cast its votes. That date is set in federal law. Mr. Paxton's allies argue that the only date that really matters is January 20th, when a new president is sworn in. But the Constitution gives Congress the power to set the timing of elections, and that is what it has done with a December 14th date. Now, this is the Wall Street Journal, and I believe their perspective is important and meaningful. What else is meaningful is remembering something Trump did right that Biden had better get right as well. We'll talk to Joel Kotkin about that coming up on the MedVed Show. On the MedVed Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanked by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Joel Kotkin is the executive director of the Urban Reform Institute. He's been a big advocate for cities over a long career. He is also a presidential fellow at Chapman University, the author of a book called The Coming of Neo-Feudalism, A Warning to the Global Middle Class. And he's written a provocative article called The Big Thing That Trump Got Right and Biden Cannot Afford to Screw Up. Joel, first of all, identify that big thing.
Well, I think that there were several things, but the main thing is I think you could put it under the rubric of some degree of nationalism. In other words, the approach I think America First is an unfortunate use, but I think, you know, the idea that U.S. Government should be there to essentially protect the interests of American workers, and whether that's, you know, how you control undocumented immigration or how you deal with China, what you do to try to bring industry back to the country. That was really the core, I think, of what Trump offered. And it's going to be a challenge, I think, for President-elect Biden to follow through on those things. But if he doesn't, I think he's going to end up paying a price.
Well, you are talking, as a number of other people are, you quote in your piece, you quote from Reed Teixeira, who makes a similar point, that if Biden goes too far on things like climate change initiatives, he runs a real risk of losing that white working class that was the very core of Trump's support, and where he won overwhelmingly among white working class voters in 2020. Aside from going too far on job-killing climate change initiatives, what are the other biggest dangers you see for Biden administration?
Well, I think there are several. One would be obviously essentially kowtowing to China. That will be a big problem for him if he allows incredibly lopsided trade relationships to go on unchecked. I think that's going to be a big issue. I think the control of the border is a big issue. And I want to emphasize, and this is going to be the challenge for the Republican Party, this working class vote, you know, the transformation of the Republicans into, you know, sort of a working class party is sort of miraculous in its own right. But I think the key thing is going to be, can you also use this to appeal to African-American, Latino, and Asian voters, who, all of whom voted more for Trump in 2020 than they did in 2016, but I think would be a constituency that would be hard for Biden to hold on to the extent he needs it, if the perception that people's jobs are at stake. And I want to add one huge issue, which may be that he will be under pressure from his advisors, perhaps to have a national lockdown, and to impose very, very tough lockdown policies that I think would get hurt the most? Basically, minority small businesses and many minorities who work in industries that have been exposed to the lockdowns.
And in other words, I think, isn't part of the thinking that he focuses most of his attention on getting that vaccine out there, since it will be almost certainly before Biden is inaugurated, we would be getting doses of the vaccine that are provided for the initial recipients, right?
Yeah, I think that's going to be his hope. The question is going to be whether in the period between, let's say, January and June, when the vaccine has not been widely enough distributed, do you take a policy, let's say, like we see here in California where I live, where we've essentially decided that we're going to wipe out what's left of the restaurant industry. We're going to keep the schools closed, and then all the costs that are going to accumulate psychologically, economically, demographically, as a result of those decisions. That's going to be a very tough decision for him to make, because, obviously you can see light at the end of the tunnel, as you might put it, but it's going to be a little bit dark on the way there. And what does he prioritize? And the one has to suggest that a strict kind of lockdown, which, you know, really doesn't bother Wall Street, it actually helps Silicon Valley. It certainly doesn't bother, you know, most government employees who are being paid whether they work or not. I think this is going to be a real challenge, because so many, particularly Latinos, who are really going to be the key electoral group, I think, in the next 10 to 20 years. It's their jobs that are being threatened. It's their livelihoods. It's their families. And, you know, that's going to be a real challenge for Biden. And, you know, Trump was able, despite his awful personality and occasionally things he said that were hardly judicious, the fact that Trump did so well among Hispanics and Asians and even among African Americans tell us that there is a constituency for broad-based economic growth. And that's going to be something that Biden does not want to lose. And this, you know, if we go back, as I'm afraid we may, to a Obama kind of economy where Wall Street and Silicon Valley thrive and everyone else suffers, that's not going to look very good in 2022 or 2024.
When you talk about 2022, one of the things that I'm wondering about, and I've been wondering about this for years, as you know, I lived in California for more than 20 years. And when I left California, the Republicans were thriving. They were one vote away from taking over the state assembly, and they had elected senators, governors. California had carried for Republicans the most presidential elections. Then it all collapsed, and it turned into this awful one-party state, like California-stan. And is it possible that with some of his lockdown policies and just general ineptitude, that Governor Newsom might actually face a real challenge for re-election in 2022?
Well, it's conceivable. I mean, the problem is, you know, how stupid are the Republicans? And that's always a good bet. do you run a candidate like John Cox, a guy from nowhere, you know, old white male businessman from Illinois who has nothing interesting to say? Then, you know, Newsom will win. But if you put up a strong candidate, we know that there is now in California, even today, a majority that can be described as center-right. If you look at the propositions that were backed by
all
powerful institutions and were defeated, in some cases by a lot, it shows you that there is still common sense has not left California. It's still there. What you have now is a majority that is outside. Forget about L.A. County. Forget about San Francisco. Forget about Marin. Forget about San Mateo. Those are all orbiting Pluto, and there's nothing you
can do. Joel Kotkin's piece, which is provocative and challenging, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Godspeed. Happy Hanukkah. We'll be speaking with another Californian, Peter Robinson, about suggestions for concession and maybe inauguration speeches coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden says millions of Americans can't wait any longer for Congress to pass a stimulus bill to help the economy.
It's affecting everyone from farmers to students, seniors to veterans, in red states, blue states, small towns, and big cities. And that's why the Congress needs to act and act now.
Biden taking questions on Friday in Wilmington, Delaware. The FDA intends to approve a coronavirus vaccine for emergency use Friday night. Regulators rushing to finish paperwork needed, including instructions to medical professionals on how to administer the vaccine. Former acting CDC Director Richard Bessler saying getting a vaccine approved this quick was truly amazing.
Never in my lifetime, never in the history of public health has a vaccine been developed so quickly.
USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those heavenly J-I-N-G-L-E B-E-double-L.
Peter Robinson is legendary as a speechwriter. He's somebody who helped President Reagan with the very famous Mr. Gorbachev tear down that wall speech. He is also a great thinker and a public intellectual. He is the host of the Hoover Institution's video series program, Uncommon Knowledge. He's one of the editors of the Hoover Digest. He is a distinguished policy fellow at Hoover Institution. And most importantly, he's a good friend. Peter, Merry Christmas to you, and it's great to talk to you.
Thank you, Michael, and happy Hanukkah in return to you. And listen, you just called me an intellectual, and I want to know, I thought to myself, what have I ever done to Michael?
I said public intellectual.
Oh, all right.
And meaning that you're one of those people who influences the conversation in America a great deal.
Well, you and I try.
You advised the most successful president of my lifetime, President Reagan. If you were advising President Trump right now, would you advise him to concede the election at some point?
At some point, it looks as though he must. I'm not a lawyer. And he certainly has the right to test his arguments in court. My friends who are lawyers tell me that the best case, with the best hope of overturning the result, is the Texas case, but the legal argument is really very weak. For one state to challenge another in this, all right. But for him to concede that he lost this election, that perhaps Republicans should have pulled themselves together before Election Day to challenge some of the changes in rules, all of that is now, for him to concede the election, to permit the peaceful transfer of power to go forward, but to stake out, I don't know. Honestly, Michael, I don't know, so I'm going to ask you. Donald Trump, I believe, is the first man to be in a position to prove politically useful, to get things done after leaving office since Theodore Roosevelt. And if Donald Trump said, look, I lost this election according to the rules, there was fraud, there was this, there was that, but it wasn't enough to overturn the election. But listen, I'm going to dedicate myself to a number of propositions, and one of them is that we need to clean up this electoral system so that all the states have electoral systems as smoothly running and unimpeachable and as of undoubted integrity as Florida, for example, to make that one of his principal claims, arguments, to ensure that we continue to stand up to China. I think he could be a creative presence, but he's got to, sometime between now and January 20th, unless the Supreme Court does something very surprising and agrees to hear this case, unless something, in my judgment, he needs to concede the election, stake out arguments or positions on which he can prove genuinely useful to the country. And I don't mean to be somebody other than himself to try to be some sort of Jimmy Carter-like, dignified former, but to go ahead and hold rallies, be himself, talk to the people who love him so much, and also between now and leaving office, do whatever he can to ensure that the Republicans win in Georgia. That would be what I'd be advising him right now. He's got to give a gracious concession speech in which he concedes the presidency, but not the issues for which he fought these last 4 years. What do you think?
What he should do is, I think you're exactly right. I mean, it's an obvious opportunity for him to say, look, we now have 4 years before we have another presidential election. I'd like to work together with President Biden. And let's see if we can have bipartisan reform of our electoral system so there are no more doubts, that there are no more challenges. And okay, that's going out on a high note. The fact is that the problem for President Trump is he may not be going out. You think it's a real possibility, don't you, that he actually goes through with this campaign for 2024?
I do. It seems to me to be a real... In my judgment, 2 months from now, he'll say to himself, wait a moment here. I'm 74 years old. I've got Mar-a-Lago. What I really love is golf. That job took a lot out of me. I think really what I want is a retirement where I champion two or three issues and try to prove useful on those issues. I just don't think that once you leave office, I don't know, we mentioned Theodore Roosevelt a moment ago. Roosevelt handed the office over to Taft, his hand-chosen successor, decided that he didn't like Taft, came back, and I think everybody who admires Theodore Roosevelt and understands the history of the time would say that running for office after he had spent 4 years away from the White House was a mistake. Honestly, though, I haven't made up my mind about this on what I would advise, but he's going to freeze the Republican field at a moment when there's a lot of new talent, a lot of people finding their voices and working out their positions. I'm dubious about the usefulness of his announcing that he'll run again in 2024.
Well,
and
I'm also
doubtful that he'll want to do it. Sorry, go ahead.
He'd be 78 years old, and I think it's very, very unlikely that Joe Biden is going to run for a second term.
Yes.
So
that's
a factor, too. And what about Joe Biden? He very probably, it looks like, I don't think President Trump is ever going to concede. He's going to say, I won the election. I won it fair and square. Maybe someday people recognize it. Okay, given the possibility that President Trump won't concede, what should President-elect Biden say up there on the platform on January 20th to try to bring the country together, including some of President Trump's most enthusiastic, true-believing supporters?
The system has worked. People in the millions cast their vote. We had a higher percentage of voter turnout than in any recent election for several decades. And President Trump and his supporters, you don't say this in the inaugural speech, but you say it in events attached to the inaugural speech, had every opportunity to pursue their claims in court. The courts have heard their claims and decided that the election went forward fairly. We need to put that election behind us. If President Trump and Republicans, if those on the other side of the aisle want to work for election reform, I'm all for that. Democrats.
Great. Wouldn't it be smart for Biden to thank President Trump for the progress on the vaccine and congratulate him on the successes with Middle East peace?
Absolutely. It costs Joe Biden nothing to be very gracious to Donald Trump and to recognize the achievements that are real achievements. The campaign is over. That fight is over. And Joe Biden, I do think Biden was elected because people are tired. There were even many people who agree with Donald Trump on policy issues are just kind of worn out. And for Biden to strike a high note and a unifying note and to be very gracious, even to the man with whom he just spent the last couple of months tangling in often bitter ways, that costs him nothing and does reassures the rest of us. That to me,
and
after
that's
COVID,
and you know what else?
Reassurance. Yes, Michael. What?
That's what the Gipper would do, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. The Gipper's instinct and was always graciousness.
Yeah, and basically, and he had some bruising losses along the way, including losing the nomination to President Ford in 1976. Peter Robinson, you can find his latest information at our website at michaelmedved.com. One of the clearest, best, most necessary voices in the American political scene. Coming up, there's a movie out there that's available on Netflix. It's been developing all kinds of Oscar buzz for Gary Oldman, who stars in it, and for almost everything else about the film. Plus, the stand-in with Drew Barrymore and I'm Your Woman with Rachel Brosnahan and more. We'll review them all coming up on The MedVed Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tonight, we begin Shabbat Hanukkah, which is the Sabbath that falls in the midst of the holiday of Hanukkah, wishing everybody a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week, and a wonderful Hanukkah / Christmas season. Of course, predominantly Christmas season, because that's where we are. So, at Christmas time, they start bringing out big movies. And even now with a pandemic, over at Netflix, they have a very big and legitimate Oscar contender. It's called Mank. And it's a very unusual film because there have been bunches of films that are made about the making of movies. Think of The Disaster Artist, making one of the worst films, or Day for Night by François Truffaut. Mank is not about the making of Citizen Kane, which would have been an interesting movie. It's about the writing of Citizen Kane, which is much tougher, because writing a movie is usually kind of a lonely process. How do you make it dramatic? Well, Mank tries its best. Listen.
You cannot capture a man's entire life in 2 hours. All you can hope is to leave the impression of one.
You're nothing but a court jester.
What I want to know is what you think of it.
It's a bit of a jumble, a collection of fragments.
Okay, that's Gary Oldman plays Herman J. Mankiewicz, who was the principal writer of Citizen Kane, though that's disputed. And this is a fascinating and gorgeous-to-look-at film, and it's really extremely well done. It's shot in gorgeous black and white that makes you think of some of the images in Citizen Kane. But the film actually shows Mankiewicz, who drank himself to death ultimately a few years after Citizen Kane came out. But he's a self-destructive, a brilliant, extraordinarily witty guy, and the film is told in flashbacks. He had a strong relationship with William Randolph Hearst, who's the model for Citizen Kane, who's played very well by Charles Dance, and with Marion Davies, who's played by Amanda Seyfried, who's also, I think, a likely recipient of an Oscar nomination. She's very good in the film. The film wanders off into a side interest, which is a great interest of mine. I have written extensively about the gubernatorial campaign of 1934 in California involving author Upton Sinclair. And I didn't think anybody else cared about it at this point, but apparently Herman Mankiewicz did, and it's a big subplot, but a distracting subplot in this film. The problem with the movie is it ends too soon. It's a long film, but it ends before they actually start in trying to produce this movie that Mankiewicz has just written. It's still fascinating. It's rated R, mostly for language, but for all kinds of adult content about a self-destructive alcoholic. Gary Oldman is simply wonderful in the part, as he was playing Churchill. 3 stars for Mank. I'm Your Woman, and it's on Netflix. I'm Your Woman is on Amazon, and it's free for Amazon Prime members. And it stars Rachel Brosnahan, best known, of course, for the fabulous Mrs. Maisel. And here she plays a housewife in the suburbs, I guess it's the suburbs of Pittsburgh, in the 1970s, who suddenly has to go on the run because she didn't know that her husband, who has just come home with a baby that she can adopt, that her husband is very much involved with some very unsavory characters. Listen.
Is Eddie okay? Is anybody looking?
Everyone's looking, and they're looking for you, too. You're not to talk to anyone.
I've never been on my own.
Anyone can learn to shoot, but what you really need to figure out is what you'll do when it's real.
Why did Art show me how to use a gun? I just thought you should be prepared for what comes next.
Okay, the film is spellbinding to watch. It's extremely well made. And she's terrific, and the entire cast is effective. I don't really understand the point of setting it in the 1970s. It drags on for a while, and the paranoia factor is very, very great as all these people are trying to catch up with the main character played by Rachel Brosnahan. But what's interesting about the film is she has this baby in her arms almost the entire time. And the babies, they have plural babies who play this one baby, are just great. And the film actually makes you care about the characters. It is very, very violent. There is a great deal of bloodshed and dead bodies and traffic accidents and wounds, and it's serious violence. It is rated R. 2.5 stars. For I'm Your Woman. The Stand-In is supposed to be a more lighthearted movie. It stars Drew Barrymore, who actually plays a double role. She plays a temperamental, drug-addicted, self-destructive Hollywood comedy star. And she also plays that star's stand-in, who, when the star has to go to rehab as part of a court settlement, she wants the stand-in to take her place. Listen.
My name is Candy, and I am an alcoholic.
Must be a real wake-up call for you, a big Hollywood hotshot.
Here's a tip. Don't mix fentanyl, bennies, and heroin.
Candy Black is here tonight to apologize.
That's what I'm most sorry for.
She looks amazing.
I need to know who did that nose.
You gotta do this film. I can't do it.
Okay. What happens in this film, and it's better than you expect, I mean, it's really a lot better than you might expect, is that the stand-in, who's just kind of a sweet, airhead blonde, ends up seeing that she can actually take over the life of this now reclusive Hollywood star. And the film is both sympathetic and quite critical of both women. There's a romantic interest played by Michael Zagan, who was also, by the way, in The Fabulous Mrs. Maisel. But this film is surprising in terms of its emotional resonance, and it is probably the best on-camera work that that Drew Barrymore has ever done. No, really, she's actually quite good in the movie, and congratulations to her. It is rated R for language, for some sexual content, and some mild violence. But the idea that any of it is believable, of course it's preposterous, but the movie plays out. Another film with a star turn that will be remembered, and a breakthrough role, really, is Sienna Miller, starring in Wander Darkly. She plays part of a romantic couple with a new baby, and her partner is Diego Luna, then something horrible happens to them, and they're not sure if they're dead or alive. Listen.
What do you think happens when you die? What if it's some extension or manifestation of your fears? You know, we both deserve to be happy. Are you happy?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's convincing.
Okay, the film is actually convincing, and it's spellbinding. It's, again, got extreme amounts of violence and injury and pain. It is much more affecting than any zombie movie, even though it makes references to those zombie movies a great deal. Rated R, like the other films this week, Wander Darkly is for rent on various streaming services. And Sienna Miller, who I think is sort of best known or partially known as Jude Law's former main squeeze, actually shows herself to be an actress who is has depth, passion, and conviction. This, again, is by far her best role. The frustration with the film is that it's extraordinarily downbeat in terms of relationships, problems, and its vision of potential life after death. There's a little twist at the end, but you'll see. Wander Darkly, 2.5 stars. There's another film called Black Bear with Audrey Plaza. And let me just say, it's wonderfully acted. It's for adult audiences, absolutely. And it's two movies in one, and they don't fit together. They're two different stories with different setups, and it is unclear how they come out. 2 stars for Black Bear. The Black Bear of the title makes only the briefest appearance. We'll be making a more substantial appearance with you next week, covering all the latest on Electoral College Day, Monday, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.